Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Thursday. This is the fifth day in August of 2021. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, as always, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through this, the back half of your week. And we're going to get started in Italy. Now, we talked about how the Italian COVID rollout in the province of Lazio was disrupted by ransomware. Initially, it was believed to be Lockbit 2.0. We now know that that was actually a different ransomware group, but Lockbit 2.0 did claim an Italian victim. The energy company, ERG, experienced a Lockbit 2.0 ransomware attack, and the criminals are giving ERG until the 14th of August, so next week, to comply with and pay, otherwise data that the ransomware group stole will be disclosed. It's unclear exactly what that data is, but it could contain anything from employee information, customer information, and potentially details that could lead to fraud and other elements that people obviously don't want simply by being related to or purchasing energy from ERG. Now, ERG did address the situation, saying that there are a lot of rumors about the impact of this ransomware attack, but they only experienced minor disruptions to their ICT infrastructure, and those are being overcome promptly, and that the flow of energy should be non-impacted. In other words, customers shouldn't worry that their power is going to go out because of Lockbit 2.0. And Lockbit 2.0, it's worth mentioning, has a new trend. Many ransomware operators use their ransomware modules and services to make more money by doing less work. They've adopted what is called an affiliate model. In other words, we've got the tool, we are going to hire you to go do all of the heavy ditch lifting. And those affiliates make anywhere between 60 to 90% of the funds, meaning that the ransomware operators themselves still only retain anywhere between 40 to 10% of the actual haul from the victim. And that's fine because by doing this, the operators of the ransomware modules themselves can claim more victims. And so it's a math problem. You're going to have more victims with slightly less money that earns you more over time. Well, the problem is that a lot of times those affiliates either get caught, have difficulties gaining access to networks, etc. And it looks like Lockbit may be trying to circumvent some of those challenges. Because in a recent disclosure, there was a wallpaper in which Lockbit 2.0 basically advertised to insiders looking for things like their credentials for remote desktop protocols, virtual private networks, and other corporate email credentials. And why this matters is because it's interesting, a lot of researchers were very confused. Why would this be advertised on a victim? That victim already has Lockbit 2.0. Now, what's interesting is that a lot of times we only find out who conducted a ransomware attack by the ransom note. And so by including it in this area, Lockbit 2.0 has provided a basically model for free marketing, because a lot of security researchers propagate these notes or get access to these notes, and they've even been shown on TV, on news broadcasts. And so companies around the world need to realize that criminals are looking to pay employees for access. And in a world where there are a lot of disgruntled employees for a variety of global pandemic or economic reasons, this is a new challenge that Lockbit seems to be initiating in order to make their job easier and employee relations and relation to ransomware more difficult. And we talked about Lockbit 2.0 not being the perpetrator of the COVID-19 fiasco in Lazio. That was actually Ransomware EXX or Ransom EXX. Well, Ransom EXX claimed another victim outside of Italy, this time targeting a school district in the Isle of Wight, which is in Britain. And the problem there is that as a result of this ransomware attack, school openings may be significantly delayed. That's problematic because there is a global pandemic and people need to get back to school. People need to get educated. But identified on August 3rd, likely The attack occurred prior to that, between somewhere the 28th and 29th of July, so about a week ago, but detected a few days later. Ransom EXX impacted the systems that operate 3 primary schools, 2 secondary schools, and 1 college admissions. And here's the kicker, online courses. So if you're looking to do online school in the Isle of Wight, you may have an issue because Ransom EXX is creating a scenario where your school is unable to operate. And we're going to take a long flight to China to finish up today. There is a Chinese threat actor group, APT-31. APT-31 is just the name of some activity that is attributed to the Chinese government direction of a group of cyber actors. And those cyber actors have been active for some time, conducting some notable attacks against France. Well, one thing that was noted recently was that one of their tools, Dropbox AES Rat, or Remote Access Trojan, was found by researchers to be targeting Russia. And if that sounds like a so what to you, there is a so what. The so what is that there are a lot of malware that does not target Russian-speaking systems. In other words, when you log on to your computer, you can set the language as English. Now, in most English-speaking places, that's the default, so you don't have to do it. But if you speak French or Chinese or Russian, your machine sometimes needs to be configured for that language. It's a code. And malware looks for the code, and many malware variants, when they see the Russian language code, simply terminate the operations. And it's unclear exactly why. No one has really found a directive from the Russian Federation saying that they would disappear anyone who targets Russian networks. And it's certainly unclear if Russia and China have some agreement not to target each other. But yet, APT-31 recently had a tool target Russia, and that is notable because if Chinese malware has been infecting or began to infect Russian targets, that could signify a shift or a shift in the way that we have understood Chinese and Russian relations. And so here we see something as simple as malware targeting a country, helping to define geopolitics, just demonstrating that cyber sometimes is bigger than you or me or a Chinese national or a Russian national, and could actually include the implications of an entire country. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a most fantastic Thursday. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow on Friday. One more day in the week, hopefully. So stay safe, stay strong, and stay healthy. Until then, Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to Katie Ledecky. Katie Ledecky won 4 medals so far in the 2021 Olympics in the field of swimming. 2 gold medals and 2 silver medals, dominating the pools. And Katie Ledecky is getting a tip of the cap because this brings her gold medal count over the 3 Olympics to 10. 10 medals in 3 Olympics, and during that time, she graduated from Stanford University. So to you, Katie Ledecky, for your success and your continued strives in education, a sincere tip of the cap, and please keep on swimming.